From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In a strong defense of his America First policies, President Trump told a gathering of global business and political leaders the world will benefit from U.S. economic power.
But America First does not mean America alone.
Joseph Stiglitz is an American economist and a professor at Columbia University. His take on the speech Mr. Trump delivered at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
He claimed that there were more job creation. Well, in fact, in the last couple years of the Obama administration, there were much more job creation than during Trump. Trump is actually 20% below Obama. I know he would hate that, but those are the facts.
Economists from both the left and the right had harsh words for Mr. Trump's tilt, they say, toward what they called protectionism. U.S. Treasury has announced new sanctions against Russian and Ukrainian citizens involved in the Russian annexation of Crimea, barring them from doing business with Americans and freezing any assets they hold under U.S. jurisdiction. The new sanctions targeted several Russian officials, including Deputy Energy Minister Andrei Cherezov, who is already under EU sanctions for his role in transferring energy turbines to Crimea. 11 Ukrainian separatists also are targeted. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula and address Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat. Mattis also noted the U.S. is ready to fight alongside South Korea should they be attacked by the North. This is VOA News.